This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Traditionally, white-collar workers do not get overtime. But the Labor Department is expected to issue a ruling soon that might change that for millions of people. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Right now, workers don't get overtime if they're managers and administrative workers, making at least about $23,000 a year. So, say a convenience store manager may work long hours but not get overtime. The Obama administration wants to change that.
It's a major attempt to reduce the wage gap.
That's Gary Chason. He teaches labor relations at Clark University. He says the Labor Department is expected to almost double the amount of money these workers can make and still get overtime, and that would have the biggest impact on
hotels, restaurants, service establishments.
David Baramack is a labor law attorney who represents employers. He's worried the Labor Department will raise the salary threshold for making overtime too much, too fast. He says employers might cut workers' hours.
And that will mean that there's a cap, if you will, on the wage-earning ability of those employees.
The Labor Department estimates that almost 5 million white-collar workers would be entitled to overtime under the new rule. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.